Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I know, I realized I was sitting like Joe yesterday for the majority of the day.
Get up.
I want to talk off the top of the hour. I want to talk about the Rogue Joe crossover.
Ugh, I haven't listened.
I listened to like 10 minutes and I wasn't impressed.
I'm not impressed with Rogue's podcasting abilities. I said it. We've given it like, we've committed.
Well, I will say it was refreshing to hear her actually be potting like with someone in the same room.
How was the audio quality?
Better.
Okay.
Didn't sound like she was like on a payphone in a bus station.
Like she was like in the hull of a ship.
Yeah. She was in a sub.
Raquel's been traveling like it's like 1918, taking like ships across the fucking Atlantic.
She's poor things.
Yeah, she truly is in her poor things era. She's literally like potting from like the SS, like
Carpathia.
Yeah. With like, she just has like a little hole that looks out and then she pods, like sends.
She literally is like in Grant. She's in like Port Authority bus station, a teen runaway calling. She's going, hi. So yeah, it was like really, really upsetting to see that narrative being spun that way. But like, yeah, I don't know.
Rogue is potting across America from payphone to payphone.
But she has Joe on, and Joe, I didn't realize her last name was Wenberg.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm flip-flopping on Joe every other hour. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
where are you at currently?
I don't trust her, but I feel bad for her.
I feel devastated for her.
I think she's a little trifling, but I also think she's been bulldozed by Schwartz's like cunning, diabolical ways. I think she's not as steely as Katie.
Steely Maloney.
Steely Maloney.
Steel Oats Maloney.
I mean, Katie was with Tom for that long, so like
that's her own shame.
That's her own shame that she has to carry that. But she's a little strong. She has more to her, I think, than Joe.
More layers.
Just more like autonomy in a way.
Really?
Yeah, I think now,
but it took her 12 years to do what Joe did in like 12 months.
But what I worry about Joe is because she doesn't have that even now post Schwartz. Do you know what I mean? Like she's still sort of like a bobblehead.
Do you think she's going to be on next season?
I hope so.
We need her.
She's at the reunion.
Yeah, briefly. I don't think she's like, she's not featured OG like sitting in the semicircle, but I think they trot her out to like stone her to death and then drag her carcass off stage.
Andy goes, come out, Joe.
Joe, are you ready to come out for the ceremonial stoning?
She and Raquel were doing lots of like meeps.
Oh, I saw them.
She says that.
That's very throwback energy.
She keeps calling her Raquel, and Raquel goes,
for everyone wondering, by the way, I don't mind that Joe calls me Raquel because that's how she knows me as. But I am now introducing myself to new friends as Rachel.
And you hear Joe going, she goes, oh yeah, Raquel. She goes, my little racketeer. That's what I call you, my racketeer. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I feel like they don't actually know each other that well.
No, they were just mistresses.
They were mistresses together.
They were
gumas together.
And I do not believe that Joe didn't know that Schwartz, Sandoval and Rachel were together.
There's zero way.
There's zero chance. They were traveling together to gigs.
Just fucking say it. Just be like, yeah, I knew.
Yeah, I knew.
The thing you have to do with these, you're not friends
with Katie.
If you come into the mix with them as like an enemy, you have to lean into the enemy and be like, yeah, I fucking knew.
Yeah, I fucking knew.
I knew, and I was fucking Schwartz, and we went on fun double dates, and I figured their relationship was over, and I knew, and I was friends with them and not friends with you guys. So, yeah, I knew. So what?
And honestly, that you probably have more of a chance of once at one point being friends with them.
If like, you're just honest and real.
Be real.
Be real, Joe.
But she can't be real, and that's where I'm like, I feel as though there's a part of her that's like Schwartz in that, using like a veneer of meep
mm-hmm.
to cover a darkness that's like more
lies.
But like to cover, I think she's more.
That reminds me.
She's more cunning than we know, I think. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel bad for her.
Yeah.
I think both things can be
true. One second.
She's what they call an imperfect victim. What? Oh.
Sex, lies, and videotape. Will secret sex recordings sink Diddy, aka Sean Puffy Combs? This as
Sex,
lies,
videotape.
I love the alliteration. She loves like a little wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
Sink P. Diddy,
aka
Sean
Puffy Combs.
She's
demonic. She is a queen to me. She's a full angled down looking up. Sex, lies, videotape. That's me listening to Joe make her silly excuses about not knowing about Scandoval.
But she's just like, what I appreciate about her is she's just classic, just like trash, sensational tabloid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's carrying that torch of just, like, lies, sex, pestery, depravity.
She goes, wait, we'll just keep listening.
Diddy spends the last 72 hours trying really hard to look nonchalant. I tell you this. If a bunch of feds had pulled up in my front yard in armored trucks and wearing Kevlar, I'd be worried. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us here at Crime Story.
Fucking on the beat.
You should do a lip sync of just that opening.
Sex.
Kevlar.
Lies. If FBI showed up at my house in armored cars wearing Kevlar, I'd be worried. I would be.
Wasn't Diddy like scootering around?
I haven't followed.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's up to. I just know it's no good.
Weird that kind of fell off.
Well, Nancy's carrying the torch, so she will not let it go.
Okay, that freaks me out, and that freaks me out.
Yeah, it should freak you out.
That it's like, where did that go?
Diddy and his network of sex pests, where are they? Only Nancy will pray Nancy gets to the bottom of it.
That means a lot more people are implicated.
Definitely.
It's like Epstein.
It's not just like one guy.
No. Like, he's like the center of it.
He like picked up where Jeffrey left off. But who else? I mean, everyone.
I don't even want
to. I trust no
I'm not
man.
Saying any. I'm literally not going to say anything.
What listening. Is there to say?
I'm sure there's a lot of like, a lot. I mean, Diddy knows everyone.
Yeah.
Like A-list actors, musicians.
We need eyes on Naomi Campbell at a time like this.
I'm just saying, listen,
God love her. I think she is fantastic and fabulous. That being said, I'm now going to separate the art from the artist and be like,
she's twisted.
But she's in some twisted.
She's
things.
Been in some. She's gotten herself in some twisted pickles. That one.
Sex, lies, videotape.
She's sort of an usher. We'll tell you, like an usher, not. Shouldn't say usher.
A segue.
She's like an usher in church.
She helps you segue from one life to a different life.
She's seen things.
I'm just saying.
She's seen sex,
lies
and videotape. I think there's a lot of people. This is a high stakes situation, and I think a lot of people are sweating right now.
You know what I really need is I need Nancy Grace to watch Vanderpump Rules and then create her own podcast about it. Like, that's someone that I'd be like, welcome to the fold. Like, I would not. I'd be like, here for it.
Affair, 7 months, sex in the house with the girlfriend in the other room.
Scandaval, lies, dog death and grandmother's death.
Grandmother funeral, dead dogs.
A trusting partner asleep in the other room while two kiss in the pool. Kiss happens in the pool.
Sex in the pool in the middle of the night while the trusting girlfriend is upstairs asleep.
Her best friend
in the pool with her man.
But I would need Nancy, like, every time. What I would love is I think that her allegiances would like change over time.
Oh yeah.
And then like she'd be all about like getting to the bottom of truth. What we really need is for her to watch The Valley and get to the bottom of racism gate. Because I'm confused at this point.
About this?
About what's happening.
Wait, really fast.
Yeah.
Speaking of Nancy Grace Salacious, that story you sent me this morning.
What?
The CNN. About the blood drained.
I didn't send that to you.
You did.
No, you sent that to me.
Oh. Oh, my God. My friend sent that to me, and then I sent it to you.
Yeah.
How fucked up.
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
This
22-year-old girl set off to, like, an old Italian, like, abbey or something and to look for ghosts, and they found her body drained of blood. What the fuck? It's on CNN.
I don't love that.
Blood drain, 22 years old, old Italian cathedral, zero blood in the body, ghosts.
I mean, I'm sure it was like...
ritualistic?
No, I'm sure. I mean, I feel like it's probably a murderer.
A ghoul.
I don't even think it's like paranormal. I think it's just probably...
No. It's not paranormal, but it is like, what the fuck?
Oh, it's a very what the fuck.
Like, are there Satanists in the old? It's very First Omen.
What? Where was it in Italy?
Italy has like spooky cathedrals.
It's spooky.
It's spooky.
It's a spooky and kooky.
It is. It's just creepy that she set out to like uncover paranormal truths and ended up getting her blood.
She
drained.
Experienced the ultimate paranormal truth. Or which it's is like you turn into a corpse.
Or it's like some crazy person living in like the country thinks they're a vampire.
A 22-year-old French woman whose blood-drained body was found in an abandoned church in northern Italy's Aosta Valley over the weekend had been looking for a haunted house believed to contain ghosts, according to police.
A haunted house contains.
Well, it can be ghosts or other spirits. Okay. She told family members about her plans before leaving the village near Lyon, where she lived. A police spokeswoman in the town of La Salle told CNN. There are also two other missing person cases in the area, which police say could be related. There's probably a serial killer.
Yeah, who's like bloodletting.
Mm-hmm. According to the spokeswoman, the victim and a male friend had been seen in the area dressed like vampires. A witness interviewed by police say the young woman was pale and emaciated and the man had dark hair and olive skin. The witness told police investigators she looked like a walking corpse. Weird.
Okay.
So maybe she was...
into it?
I don't know.
Europeans are wild.
Europeans are crazy. You think like see like an American goth and you know a thing or two about that life? You don't, because there will be a 22-year-old French girl who literally is walking around. She's half drained already. Was she even really drained, or was she just skinny?
I mean, maybe she was like
boots on the ground in Rome. Roma.
Maybe she was like, drink me.
Yeah, maybe she just was into some like kinky shit in an abandoned church.
I love like a. I mean, this is very sad, obviously, but I love like a goth girl like and a goth guy walking around in like a village dressed like vampires in broad daylight. Simon was scootering in Austin last year, and or maybe earlier this year, and he just, his brother and his nephew and him were lime scootering, and they were in a park, and they went under like one of those things we went through, mm-hmm. like under the bridge, and there was just a daylight goth rave happening.
Oh my god, fun. Where like, they're like...
Just hanging out, drinking beer, playing like goth electro EDM, and just like vibing.
Nice.
And like, but pure goth, like sweaty, like committing to the bit in yeah. the hot Austin weather. And Simon was like, he was like, is this an apparition?
That's goth life for you.
And then when they came back the next day, they had cleaned up everything, didn't leave a trace. Leave no trace.
Aww.
Right? Mm-hmm. Don't you love that though? Stewards of the earth. They are stewards of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this girl was just like a cool, like daylight goth.
Yeah. Oh my God, this just made me think something that popped up on my TikTok recently is this girl in, let me find it. This 24-year-old girl. Hold, please. Hang on. Okay, found it. Girl, found it. There's a 28-year-old Dutch chick who is having assisted suicide soon.
Oh, I heard about this.
Did you hear about
yeah.
that?
Yeah. She's like, I'm very mentally ill and it's just like really hard for me and I can't do it anymore.
I know, but I'm like, bitch.
I know.
Ketamine? MDMA?
And her partner...
I don't believe that, unfortunately.
Her boyfriend's like...
He's like, go with God.
Go with God, honey.
Men would rather have you die by assisted suicide than break up with your depressed ass. Where's the lie?
Damn.
Dutchmen, same as American
Dutchmen
men.
And cold as ice.
I'm sorry, but like... If you are fucking like a dude and you're with a woman and you want to break up with her, but you simply can't because you're just a straight man that has no spine. And then she comes to you and is like, well, they approved me for assisted suicide. You've just hit the get out of jail free lottery. You are now, not only do you not have to break up with her.
You're noble.
You're now a saint for being like. A widow, essentially.
Wait.
And then you're going to get so many women that are like, oh. And then.
You stood by her.
I know.
It must have been really hard for you.
They're going to have sympathy for you. Meanwhile, you're like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
But do the Dutch people might be like, okay.
Okay,
I guess. They're tough. Wait.
She scheduled her death.
When is it?
It's like in May.
Is that her?
Yeah. I'm like, girl.
Why is she doing like press? This is like triggering for me. Wait.
I know. I kept trying to like Google it and I was like Googling like assisted suicide, like news. And it was like, you are not alone. Here's the prevention. I was like, bitch, I fucking know. I'm trying to find this dumbass girl who's like going to a suicide pod.
Wait, she did like interviews.
Yeah.
Can I see one?
The Free Press did like a story.
My name is Soraya and I'm 28 years old. I live in the Netherlands, and recently my euthanasia request for my mental suffering got approved.
The Free Press would feature this girl.
I don't even know what the Free Press is.
Barry Weiss's.
Love that. Well, Miss Zaria, she's a little too smug about getting her euthanasia approved. She seems a little happy about it. I'm sorry, you 28? Call me when you're showing signs of aging. When you get your wrinkles and you're getting some jowls and you hit 40 as a woman, I think if you hit 40 and you're still like, I can't figure it out and I really want to go, I think then let's revisit.
Wait, so she's like...
She's like, I'm really depressed. The doctors have told me it's never going to get better. And like, I'm just so fucking depressed. And now, and I just want to go.
Can't you get a second opinion?
I don't, I'm like, that's not how it... works though.
Oh god, what a like, okay, it's like everyone's just kind of like, okay, like what are, is her family like cool?
I don't know.
I would
she
be
has like,
like
a cat.
Yeah, what about your cat? There's things to live for. You have a partner.
She has
a cat.
Many things to live for. I would understand, like she is in, I'm like, you're this good, like, girlfriend, welcome giving, to life. We're all fucking depressed.
This is giving like Children of Men. like it's quietus.
A little too, yeah.
I've been seeing like more and more.
I
like,
understand if you have like a terminal illness.
No,
obviously. And I understand like having severe mental illness can feel like a terminal illness. Like
definitely,
it's absolutely,
definitely,
it's absolutely wretched. And I and like those of us who have depression, anxiety, and like have had IDH, we get it, but.
There is such a thing as, I mean, I know there is such a thing as treatment-resistant depression, but, like, have you really tried everything? I'm like, you're very young. Like,
I'm just like, girlfriend, like, you are so on. Like, you are, in the words of Marianne Williamson, like, you're 28. Like, you have so much to live for.
You're good. Like,
get out of your 20s. Also, wait till you're 30.
Why are you assisted suiciding depressed 28-year-olds in the first place? Like, why is that even an option for them?
I'm like, can you at least wait till you get
your Saturn return?
You're in your 20s. 20s sucks.
Yeah. 30s, mildly better, but also kind of shitty. 40s, I think things are looking up.
But, like, can you, why don't you just be like, okay, I'm going to schedule this for 2 years.
Schedule it for 40 for your 40.
But schedule it for a few years down the line and be like, I'm going to try to like continue treatment and therapy and like experimental therapy, try ketamine therapy. Like maybe you never know. You could have like a radical.
I'm just curious. Why schedule it at all? Why not just do it then? Not to be like Michelle Carter, but like. I'm sorry, but like this feels attention grabby to me. No, like, why schedule it and then do
why are you doing
a million interviews?
Interviews with the
free press.
I feel
like you don't actually want to die if you're scheduling your death and then giving like many interviews about it.
Like, what's that meme that's like, no, don't kill yourself, you're so sexy?
That's how I feel to Zariah.
I'm just like, Zariah, like.
I'm like, look, find something that makes you lol. She should listen to this podcast. It's helped many people.
Why don't you come to one of our shows?
We will comp you a ticket, not pay for your plane ticket.
or lodging.
No.
But we'll comp
you. If you come to the show.
We'll give you a plus one.
We don't have any shows before May. Emergency show.
She needs to
We're
put
doing
off,
an emergency I'm, Give Zariah the Will to Live show. And here's the deal. Mm-hmm. If she, I'm going to make Zariah a deal. If she finds this podcast and then DMs one of us, she likes the podcast, like I don't want to do anything if she's like doesn't like the podcast, like that's not worth my time.
You.
Yeah, fuck off. But like she should listen to Sup, maybe like greatest hits episodes, maybe like New Jersey recaps, like some of just the Sup canon classics.
Rock
if
of
she
love.
Likes it, Rock of Love. If she likes it, she can DM. If she DMs and she's like, look, your podcast made me laugh and I'm interested in what life has to offer based on listening to your podcast, we will make a special show. I think in Los Angeles because we want the lift to be low. So we want to stay local.
Yeah.
But I think we could get a special like Zariah's Will to Live ? Show. She's going to need to
Billboards.
Fly out. Yeah. She's going to need to fly out and lodge herself in Los Angeles. And we'll comp her.
And a plus one.
We'll comp her plus her boyfriend, if that's what she wants, or any plus one, two VIP tickets to that show.
Her cat.
Yeah.
Bring
but then she has
leash.
To promise, like, she can't go through with the May.
Yeah, I just, like,
Or I guess she can weigh in afterwards. She can she can see the show and then decide based on that.
So there's a lot of pressure for us.
There's so much pressure, but I like pressure. So
we perform
well
under pressure.
I perform incredibly well under pressure. So I feel very confident about
me
what
too.
We can bring to the table.
I'm just like, don't do it.
Don't do it, girl.
Please don't do it.
Just like
live.
Relax. Maybe break up with your boyfriend.
Break up with
what
your boyfriend.
What if you were with someone and they were like, I just need an appointment to kill myself. What if you were dating someone for a long time and they're like, well, I've made an appointment to kill myself in May?
I would be
wouldn't you be like, what?
Yeah, I'd be like, please don't. And if you're going to do that, then I need to not be near you because I can't handle that. Is that bad?
No, I would also be like, what the fuck?
I'd be like, please, I will like, I'm going to like barricade you in the house. Until
you're like, I'm gonna kill you.
No, I'd be like, I'm not letting you do that. And if you still want to do it, then like, loot me out because yeah. I can't take that on.
Maybe she wants to break up with him, but she doesn't know how. So she's just like suicide pod.
Damn. Wait, she's doing that pod thing?
I don't know. I'm just assuming that it's a suicide pod.
Is that the
pod.
Thing where it's like the air goes out?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was reading this really insane book that I had to stop reading about an Arctic.
Many such books.
An Arctic virus that melts in the permafrost and like a virus comes out.
Ooh.
And at first it's only killing kids. And then it starts spreading to everyone, but it's like a slow burn death. And the kids are like terminally ill, and they set up an amusement park for kids who are on their last to like go with their families.
Oh, I don't like that.
And there's a roller coaster. You know that suicide, they have one for the kids so they can go on like one last ride.
What's the suicide roller coaster?
Some psycho like conceived of a roller coaster that the angles of the flips of the loops are in such a way that the G's will like kill you by the end of it. It's like you drop.
That's nice for the kids.
Yeah, so they go out having fun, but it's like okay.
I don't like that though.
Time to go.
How fun is it if you know you're also gonna die?
Well, the kids don't know.
Oh. You and your books. You love a dark book.
Well, yeah.
I know, but like you take it to a place of like true darkness. Like the last book wreck, I was like, oh.
Swan Song?
Yeah, I had to finish it. I can't just like
you
give
finish
up.
It?
On... Yeah, I finished it. It's kind of cheesy at the end.
I'm getting kind of bored with it.
It's a little long, I would say. I would have said
1400 pages.
Yeah, let's like, we could shave about 300.
But I'm just like, I have a threshold.
I know you do. I do too, but I refuse to listen to the threshold.
Children, dogs,
horses. Napoleon featured a violent horse death literally 3 minutes into the movie.
Don't love that. I don't like
I was really shunked by the violent horse deaths in Napoleon.
No, I don't like animals. I don't like when a baby's in peril.
No.
And I don't like when people are like, I'm going to schedule an assisted suicide for May. That's my threshold. This girl is going to, she's making a mistake.
Yeah.
Not that she's going to have any regrets, because she's not gonna feel anything, but
at her home she'll be given two medications.
Oh my God, okay, this is like freaking me out. Is this fake? I hope it's fake. Is she gonna fake her death?
I don't know.
What are people like writing about it like glowingly?
The European conservative.
Oh. Okay. Good.
Let them just be. Let them just say we can agree with them that I think we can all agree. I think this we can cross the aisle on this one.
That it's bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a 28-year-old who's depressed, girl, every fucking 28-year-old is depressed. Unless they're like a Nepo baby or generationally wealthy. It's just weird, I think, to let a 28. That's all I'm saying.
No, it just bums me out for her.
Yeah, also like...
What are you going to do? I'd be barfing. If that was her boyfriend, I'd be barfing. Right?
I'd be really traumatized if my longtime love came to me and said, it's over for me.
Like every day coming in being like, well, it's almost May. Like, I oh my God, the countdown? Like, what the fuck? If that was her, I'd be
Again, Michelle Carter did nothing wrong. This is where...
Je suis. Where's she been?
Je suis Michelle. I don't know. She's laying low.
Serving pixie.
Serving fucking cunt somewhere, I'm sure.
Serving a bowl cut.
Fucking brow. Serving a strong brow
and a
no-nonsense attitude. Just how I like it.
Doesn't she have kind of a bowl cut?
I don't know. Is she out of prison now?
Oh, yeah.
Where's all the hurrah for her? She was my Gypsy Rose.
I'm Team Michelle.
Same. Well.
Well.
Let's talk about.
speaking of Zariah.
What?
The Valley. One of the babies, twins, is named Zariah.
Wow, that's a beautiful
Please
transition.
Please welcome to the world.
Please welcome to the world. When one door closes, another door opens.
I'm Carrie.
When one Zariah goes, another one enters.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy, Unique Suicide Pod.
No! Valley of the Dolls. Oh, suicide Pod is so scary. I can't. I'm like...
I kind of like
I'm upset. This is hard for me. No, I'm just like, I understand. I have depression, but I don't have that level of depression. So like, I can't imagine. I don't know what that kind of pain feels like. That
I know. I have empathy for that.
I have empathy, and I feel for her, but I want her to live.
I know.
And I I would just simply be barfing.
It's just a very interesting ethical argument. Because I understand, like, if you are depressed all the time and truly nothing is helping and nothing will ever help. But I feel like...
taking money from her to do that? It's just a little...
like, that's weird. You can't just be like... I don't think we can, as a society, can just be out here, like, letting 28-year-olds sign up to kill themselves.
But in Holland, do they have, like...
in Holland, they're all about whatever.
Government.
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
I'm American.
I'm American.
In America, we just fucking kill ourselves, okay? In America, you take a gun, you blow your brains out. All right? That's like the, yeah, that's the American way. She's actually being like civilized about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, I don't know. Let's talk about Capri Night.
If you're still here, Capri Night continues in the Hollywood Hills. This is like Davina's house that she can't sell.
This is giving very like Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
Like busted Selling Sunset.
Guess who I saw the other night in my lobby?
Romain.
I haven't seen him in a year.
Wow.
There he was.
Have they sold that thing yet?
No.
Who the fuck is going to buy that? He's probably going to dust it.
He looks so hot.
He's hot.
Just in here. I walked in with Maggie and I heard, is he going to, yes, we are going upstairs and we go, and he was just in it, and I went, oh my God, it's him again.
Romain. It's Capri Night, and Kristen has
threatened to leave thrice. She keeps, Luke goes, come on, Kristen, let's leave. She stands up. And then she sits down, and then she stands up again, and then she sits down again.
And then when anyone talks to her and is like, you're fucking insane for this, she goes, and Michelle goes, and you know what? That face right there is why people don't feel sorry for you, because you're acting like the victim. And then Kristen goes, you know me, Michelle. You fucking know me. You know me better than that. I protected you. And I was like, what the fuck? Kristen is a burn it all down kind of gal. Like, she's now going into I protected you mode, which means that this is a backhanded threat.
Yeah, and everyone kind of clocks the protection comment. They're all like, protected from what? Like, the boogeyman? Like, what the fuck? She goes, I have always protected you. From what?
That, how long I think, have you is known? Meant to be a threat of, like, I know all your... because she says in a text message later, basically, she threatens her.
Yeah, she says... I mean, so they keep fighting, and then...
Brittany's just ripping shots.
Brittany's going with her gird, going... Jax is fuguing, because he's like, I'm not saying shit.
Yeah, Luke is scaring me.
Luke's giving... yeah. He's freaking me out. He's getting a little Columbine. Yeah.
For my taste. He's going, let's fucking go. This is fucking stupid.
His cheeks are really flushed. He has like rosy cheeks.
We are out of here. We're done.
And Kristen keeps going. And then she gets up, and then Jax at one point is like, all right, guys.
Kristen, I don't understand why she didn't just bring up the don't say gay kerfuffle. Like, why wouldn't Kristen just
because
be
she
like,
didn't know that. I don't think she knew.
I don't think she knew the basis.
I think she just heard those words and like ran with it.
Okay, so do you think, because I'm really confused. Like,
I think Janet didn't relay.
Did Janet say to Zach and Jasmine, she was talking about the don't say gay thing, or she was talking about Michelle and she was like, she's probably a Republican? Or did she say she's like a racist Republican? And then did they say she's like a racist Republican? And then Kristen said she's a racist Republican?
I think Zach, TBH, is...
I think he said that she's a racist Republican to Kristen.
I don't think
that sounds like something a gay guy would say.
I think Jasmine was like, loot me out. And I think, like, I'm not getting involved.
She's like, I don't fucking know.
I don't fucking need to know this. Privy
she's
to
like,
this.
Let me know my call time. Like,
Zach, I think... which I love him for it, but I think he is the... and then, because he played dumb, and the night before said, he did say to Kristen, Janet did say it. And now he's kind of playing dumb.
Okay, so and then he told that to Kristen. And then Kristen said, do you want to know what everyone's saying about you? Is that you're a racist Republican?
Yes, but I don't think she knows the context, because that's far too nuanced for Kristen. Mm-hmm. The context of, like, she heard her say this, and it was just one of those, like, oh... things that you, when you realize one of your friends says something that you're like, I'm surprised that they said it.
So she didn't call Michelle, a racist Republican. She said,
well, who knows though? Like, you don't know. Janet is really smart.
No. Kristen did.
Oh.
Kristen just said that other people called Michelle a racist Republican.
Kristen said that Janet called Michelle a racist and Republican.
Okay. So then why is Kristen the one that has to, she has to apologize for saying,
because Michelle called Kristen, called Janet over FaceTime. And
then Janet said, I said you were Republican.
No.
I'm just confused.
No.
This is making no sense to me, and I really want to try.
Janet was on FaceTime with Michelle, said, like, I never said that, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And said, like, I heard, I think she said, like, I might have misconstrued something, but, like, I never said you were racist or Republican.
Okay.
And they made up. They got to the bottom of it. I think Janet, which I love all this intrigue, but I think Janet did maybe, like, offhandedly say something.
When you're talking shit, sometimes you say shit like that.
But I think because she's like, I'm 9 months pregnant and like no one come for me. And everyone's like, all right, cool. We're going to come for Kristen.
Damn.
Because Janet's kind of sitting there. And then afterward, Kristen stays and she has a drink in hand. I love that.
I love her clutching Luke, doing the sad girl. She's like hugging him.
So Kristen sits down with Zach.
Then Jack, because like if Kristen, someone should have brought up the like don't say gay of it all, but now everyone's scared because the word racist is getting thrown around, so no one wants to be like in the line of fire. Everyone's agreeing now that like we are not like we're all gonna have each other's back, so not one of us can be like outed as like a racist or a homophobe.
It's
and
like
then
a sinister solidarity.
And then there's Jasmine, who's just like, what the fuck? And then there's Kristen, who's just like borderline and actually has done like a documented racist thing. And she's now gonna, her borderline's gonna flare up even worse because all of them are in like a silent alliance with each other.
It's twisted.
It is twisted. I feel for Dodie.
Dodie sits down with Zach and she goes, she already has a new glass of alcohol in hand.
Well, because Jax goes up to her and he's like, call him out, say you're a liar, tell him you're a fucking liar. And I was like, you are smart for that, and why wouldn't she do that?
I think
she's beaten down, angel down.
I think Jax was like, remember who you are, like remember what we used to do. Like do you see me? He's like, I'm seeing you, go in there and do what we used to do on VPR. So she sits down and she goes, I'm so disappointed in you. So disappointed in you, Zach. I'm
but that's
so disappointed.
Not, she's not standing in her power. With
no,
that.
No, but Zach is like her, like.
He is the sinister guy who's thrown Kristen under the bus. He's thrown her to the wolves,
and
she
start,
won't return leading the pack.
And they start talking it out, and then you see Janet, as they're talking about everything, Janet sidles up against the wall. Like, it's like one of those, like.
Janet is like kind of a sinister pregnant person.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen sinister pregnant woman representation on a show, but her standing, looking over her shoulder, clutching her belly, I was like...
Smirking? She's giving the Grinch, and I was into it. Do-do-do-do. She was... She's literally eavesdropping, and she's like kind of smiling.
She's going...
And I like it, because she's like, you can't touch me, because I'm...
This pregnancy is all women have to protect them. The only thing you can do to protect yourself
as
a woman is to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then people get off your back. But you just have to ruin your body and your life and your finances in order to like catch a break from people.
So she's sitting listening, kind of like, hee hee hee, like I've been absolved.
Nia pulls the babysitter card.
Nia goes, we gotta go.
She throws the flag on the field. She's like, up, we gotta get out of here. The babysitter's time's up.
Nia, like, is that's like her move, I think. And
that's an extraction move.
I appreciate it. Yeah. She goes to her husband. She's like, we're out of here. She's fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
She can't handle it because she's the only one that kind of defends Dodie, right?
Yeah.
Because she was sitting next to her.
But she also was like, things are misconstrued or blah, blah, blah.
Dodie also, when Nia's leaving, you just see Dodie go up to her and go. Dodie loves to kiss people on the cheek.
She loves to grab people and kiss them. I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
I don't like kissing people.
Mm-mm.
Unless it's like a lover. But like, I don't want to like casually lock. I don't want anyone's lips on me casually.
She always does that in every season of VPR. She would always be like, okay, bye.
Ooh, I don't like that.
No, it makes me uncomfortable.
Zach is, he's outsmarted her.
He is.
They've Zach's, silenced Doty.
Zach is the only, he's the last one standing.
Because I was like, at first I was like, Doty just leapt to conclusions, that crazy bitch. But then now, when I watched this episode, I was like, wait, this guy's up to no good. He fully did say this to her.
Yeah.
Because how vague he's being. Like, he's like, and I did take responsibility for that on camera. And like he's just being so vague about everything that I'm like, okay, you're not telling the truth.
He's watched. He's been
hanging in on the sidelines, just watching,
waiting,
keeping an eye on everyone.
No, but he kind of like came of age watching his best friend on the show, Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows how to play now.
Wow,
that's the thing about reality shows now, is like people coming on, they all know how to play.
Mm-hmm. Doty still doesn't. Mm.
15 years in, not 15 years, 10 years in.
Little cutie Cruz.
So Cruz is really sweet, and Sherry seems like a really good grandma.
She's a glamorous grandmother.
She looks great.
Glamorous homophobic grandmother.
Yeah, she came back after her first appearance when her hair was a little like. She came back with a glow up.
Mm-hmm.
She got some work done.
Is she still having like a frosted lip? I love that.
Brittany, their house is like cute.
It is cute.
It looks like
it's very them.
Yes, but it's not like, it's like
home sweet home. They inexplicably, I just love their commitment to like going in an aesthetic direction that has like nothing to do with either of their histories. Like,
no,
they have like a old cow skull, like a steer that you would see in like someone's Texas home or something. And it's like, neither of you are from Texas.
Their taste is not my taste, but I have to say it makes more sense than anyone else's taste that we've seen of these like Valley Village farmhouses.
It's like a homey home.
So Cruz is having some verbal issues. So they have Miss Dory or Miss Dottie come over. They have his speech therapist comes over like a few times a week and tries to get him to. And they're struggling. And Jax seems uncomfortable with it, and Brittany's really like, you know, putting it all out there for Cruz to get him his help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to see that.
I know. I wonder if he has autism.
I don't know, but I hope he, some kids just like have moments where they just like come in and out, I think.
Really?
Of like, yeah. And also it's like the last how many years, four
you
years
just start, but like you just stop and then regress.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like the last 4 years have been fucked up for kids.
Yeah, but he's only 2 years old.
Oh, that's true. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't want to.
Jack said on Instagram.
I saw that.
He was like 2 weeks after, and I was like, which vaccine? He's like 2 weeks after Cruz got vaccinated, he like stopped talking. And I was like, well, A, name him. And B, he needs to link with RFK on that one.
Man.
I also just am curious. Literally, as soon as I read that, I was like, I literally had like a tinfoil hat on. I was like, it is the vaccine.
I'm just like, I want
them to be well.
I want good things for Brittany.
Me too.
I like her. I think she's a really good person. And I think like her biggest red flag about her is that who she's married to. But like,
well, maybe not anymore.
Well, yeah, not anymore. But I just want her to have a, I hope life.
I think she's going to be okay.
Yeah. I just,
here's
girl
why.
That's going to be okay.
She became, what's interesting to me is like, she became the breadwinner in their relationship. I think when Jax got fired, she said that. And I think through her social media deals, she got that like massive, like Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig, whatever deal that was. And I think she was bringing home the bacon,
yeah,
and like supporting the family. And it's interesting because I think Jax was the primary breadwinner leading up to that point. And remember how much shit he gave her for like
being
lazy and like a layabout. And now that the shoe's on the other foot, I think that might be empowering for Brittany to be like, oh, like I don't have to like be with this asshole anymore. Like,
no,
I can take care of myself. And
yeah,
like, I'm independent. I can like take care of my child. I can like have a house and like fuck this dude.
Yeah, I think she was just like groomed to be like a good Christian girl and like have a traditional life where like the man is the moneymaker and she depends on him. But I think being out in homosexual California has taught her a thing or two about being an independent woman.
Yeah.
But I hope my dream for her is that she leaves LA and moves to like
back to Lexington,
Louisville.
Sherry's in town for a month to help them out. And Brittany goes, "Where's my date night?" And Jax is like, "It nowhere." He's like, "We're not doing it. I'm busy. Sorry."
Great.
Amazing.
You see their podcast equipment?
I know. I was like, "What is that? It looks nice."
I was like,
"Oh." You said, "Oh, two other industry professionals."
I went.
I said, "If you know, you know.
If you know, you know."
Brittany says that she and Jax have sex 2 times a year tops.
She goes, "Back before we were having sex 3 times a day.
We were just fucking all the time.
Fucking all the time and not anymore." And I'm like,
she goes, "Now I'm like an old tumbleweed." I like her likening herself to an old tumbleweed.
My pussy's got tumbleweeds, basically.
My pussy's dusty. It's the dust bowl in there.
Jax has replaced sex with like going to the AMPM, getting coffee.
Mm-hmm. He's replaced sex with living a truck driver lifestyle.
You know what?
I mean, I'm sure that getting his dick wet elsewhere.
Teach him a thing or two.
That dirty dog.
Can't teach a dog. Can't
someone
teach,
like Jax.
Put lipstick on a pig.
No.
But he's still Jax.
Fell out of a coconut tree.
Did you think you exist in the context of time? Did you fall out of a coconut tree?
Maybe she's like actually kind of a seer.
Kamala?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
She's kind of channeling for that.
I love when she giggles.
I mean, too. What's wrong with a woman being happy?
People hate to see...
What's wrong with a woman
people hate
just
to
laughing?
See a girl boss giggle.
People hate to see a woman just laughing and having fun.
A woman eyeable.
They truly do.
I mean,
her laugh.
Criticize her for being part of things that are complicit, but otherwise... Let her giggle.
Let her laugh.
Let her have some fun.
Jesse and Michelle's House of Terrors. Mm-hmm. They've come together to have an eyeball over Dodie's cantankerous behavior the night before. And Michelle reads a text message that Dodie sent her that says, "I just want to assure you that your secrets are safe with me and I don't retaliate for the sake of my own mental health." That means your secrets are not safe and I'm about to spill the beans, bitch.
What secrets?
I think Michelle's like fucked someone else. Or she's cheated on Jesse.
Who cares?
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, who wouldn't? One, A, I don't blame her. B, Kristen.
But you don't say like I would never retaliate unless you're fully planning on retaliation.
No, Kristen has like long games.
It's not even long games. It's no games even. Kristen thinks she's playing a game and everyone else is just merely existing. The games that exist are in Kristen's own mind.
That's true.
And she thinks she's pulled one over on everyone 24/7. I love when Michelle was like, Kristen must think my world is so small, but like I have a job and a family and a life. Like I don't care about this. And it's true. Jesse says he's turned on by angry Michelle. He needs to be a little bit whipped and milked.
Mm-hmm.
He needs her to like wear some thigh high boots and like step on his nuts.
Yeah, she needs to like fin dom him.
But I understand her not wanting to. Fin dom him. Just dom him.
But like he needs to just give her money.
Yeah. It seems like they have a good amount of money.
I know, but he can give her more.
Yeah. But she needs to, like...
She needs to leave.
She needs to, like, tie his penis up with a rope and just keep tightening it.
Keep him in a cage.
Yeah. Like, I think he needs to be abused a little bit.
That's what he wants. Guys like that always want that.
That's what they do want.
But
like,
also,
why would she want to do that? Yeah, you're grossed out by someone who's just worthless, you're, like... You're truly just, like, get me away from them. It doesn't even seem fun to, like, torture them.
I wish her well.
Me too.
I wish her... peace and extraction.
Mm-hmm. Janet and her husband, whose name I can't remember and refuse to look up.
He's hot.
He is hot, but he needs to bring a little bit more to the table for me to remember.
He's just like a lawyer. Also, when he came over to like kind of
arbitrate
the night before, and Zach goes, "Oh my god, you're turning me on right now with your semantics."
I'm so turned on.
I was like,
Zach. I now see why he had to say he's not wearing a wig. What is that? That hair is.
I know.
What is that? What is it?
He's got a lot of hair. To you? Style it.
But like, how does it a hair become such a block? His hair is just a mass. Is it so straight?
Yeah, I think he just like flat irons it, right?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't know what he's doing.
Is he? I wonder if he's on like the minoxidil train. Like maybe he would be a good advertisement for it. If so,
I think almost every gay man
like,
I know
he just
is
needs
on...
like a haircut.
He just needs a little styling. He looks a little 70s. He looks like late. His hair is like late 70s.
Burt Reynolds. No.
Yeah.
So...
it's like his hair. He looks like Peter Brady.
It's just too thick. Yeah. Your hair, if it goes, that's how my hair would look if I cut it short. It would just be a block.
Check your hair, check your follicle privilege, mm-hmm. and put some product in it.
Yeah, just you got to get a cut.
Because he's cute.
I know, but you can't have a blockhead like that. Mm-hmm. So No Name and Janet eat dinner.
What is his name?
I truly don't know.
I want to know because he's hot.
Janet's planning a gala with Jared Lips.
What's Nia's husband's name?
Danny.
Okay. I kept forgetting his name.
Danny Provenzano?
Danny Provenzano. I don't know like any of their names.
It's easy not to know. There's a flashback of the last gala that they attended, and Dodie is like sitting next. It's like Dodie, Janet, and Jared Lips. And Dodie has like a short dress on and her knees are all banged up.
Do you know Jared Lips?
I think he follows me on Instagram.
He seems to be in the VPR extended universe, not
is
just
he a
from...
makeup artist?
I don't know what he is.
Maybe I just thought that because his name is Jared Lips.
I think he might. I think his name is Jared Lipscomb.
Okay.
But he goes by
He's
Jared
always
Lips.
Always Jared Lips to me.
But he was Kristen's friend, and then Janet and him struck up a friendship, and now they're best friends. And he had to get like a stem cell transplant, and it saved his life from cancer.
I don't know. And now they have a gala.
Now they're having a gala. Jared Lips.
Dodie's being a psycho about the seating chart, texting crazily.
Can you imagine planning anything with her?
No.
Like, wow.
Unreal.
It's like Jared Lips is a lot to think about. He doesn't need like
Jared Lips literally almost died and had to get a stem cell transplant, and now it's having galas, and you're sitting here texting a million times about like a seating chart. You wench.
Dodie is a wench.
She is truly, her final form is a fucking
pirate
double
wench.
Double toil and trouble, a fucking wench. She is literally has like a pot on the fucking stove that she's, and like she's making like.
Is she still friends with like Katie?
I don't know. I think she is friends with Katie, maybe. She is truly a beer hall wench. Extensive knowledge of beer.
She is. She's a brewery girl.
She's a brewery wench who also like she like makes horseshoes. You know what I mean?
She has a cauldron brewing at all times. She has dry ice smoke coming out of a cauldron at all times. You walk into Dodie's house or her apartment, not her, and there's always
now you will get off the elevator and you can smell the stew.
The stew. She's got some kind of magic stew brewing on the pot.
But she also has like literal irons in the fire. She's like pounding out horseshoes. Like she's like a fucking middle ages. Like
she's like the bitch. She's bitch.
She is the bitch.
She's the bitch. The woman who's like rubbing baby.
Always like injured. There's always like her knees are scabbed.
She always has a compression brace. The compression brace sent me. I was like
truly over the edge.
We are old. We're all so old. I was like.
What is
I've
that
been
for? Like carpal tunnel? Is that from just typing away too much? She's typing on her. She's sending
too many
texts.
I have that sometimes where I'm like, oh god, I'm gonna be someone with a.
Oh, I already have like some neuropathy. It's like.
But I saw that and I went ah.
Like, she's a crazy aunt. She's giving Creesha vibes in her fucking.
She's fucking Creesha. Dodie is Creesha. Holy fucking shit. She's Creesha.
I was like, this crazy ass aunt. This is the aunt that like
God. She is. She's Creesha coming home for Thanksgiving to her strange family for the first time in 15 years, causing a fucking tsunami. Like, she is, because Creesha had the The like missing finger.
They always have the brace. There's always a brace with these people.
I'm screaming. She's Krisha. Krisha Doughty.
Krisha Doughty and Luke are sitting in her new apartment, which was exactly like her old apartment. And she
still got Gibson, thank God.
I know, her little doggies. And then she goes, the gala's coming up. Also, this gala, I'm like, you can't call it that. She's like, the gala's coming up. What are you going to wear? And Luke's like, I know what I'm going to wear. And she goes, to be a boy. She goes, well, at least we're sitting with people who match our kind energy. I was like, girl.
Kind energy? Wench.
You're a fucking wench.
She's a warlock.
She is.
She's like literally Hecate Peg.
Who's Hecate Peg?
Hecate Peg. It's like, it was like a children's storybook.
She's like a witch in the Black Forest of Baden-Baden. But also she's like the only woman who, like, in the pirate town who can make a good sword.
Yeah. She's a really good metal worker.
She's incredible.
She's a good iron.
She's
incredible
at melting iron and pouring it out. She like makes cannonballs.
What are the iron workers called? The people that do like the like,
and they go ding.
Yeah, what is that?
They just pound it.
Welders.
Forgers. She's a forger. She's the only female forger in the year 1288.
Yeah, Kristen survived the Black Plague.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she fucking
she lost
down.
Everyone she knew.
Mm-hmm.
But she hunkered the fuck down and got really into forging swords.
And now she's known as the female forger.
Yeah.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who has siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Dodie and Zach were pawns in Janet's sick mind games, according to Dodie.
Yeah. It all goes back to Janet. She's just mad that Janet was like, you freak me out and I can't have you around my children.
Mm-hmm. And Dodie I can't like, have be around you while I'm gestating.
Suck a dick. We get a best of Dodie. She goes, I know why people think I'm like a loose cannon. And we get her telling Diana, suck a dick, Diana.
She's also done therapy 2 times in the past week. She needs therapy every day.
She needs therapy. Yeah,
she
like,
needs extensive talk therapy.
She's outpatient.
The men gather to go to the Ventura County Fair. I was just like, damn, kids require a lot of shit.
You know? Yeah, just like having to be the dad that has to sit in the back with all the kids. Jesse, I was like, glad it's Jesse.
Just like the smell of a car of someone that has a lot of kids is such a very specific smell.
How far up is Ventura? Like an hour?
Yeah.
It's Jax, David, Danny
and
Jesse and their kids. And they go and Jax is pushing Cruz. Drinking a brew.
Yeah. They're all just brewing down. They have the petting zoo.
Everyone is watching them.
Mm-hmm. And then they talk about their failed relationships. And Jesse somehow thinks that Michelle hates it when he compliments her. And he said he never compliments her. All he does is criticize her. So now he's like twisting narratives.
He's a lying ass.
He's a lying. He's a trifling.
Yeah.
Danny's like, you guys, I'm sure you've heard of it before, but have you ever done the love language test? And they're like, what's that? And I was like, of course they don't know what that is. What's your love language?
Mine?
Oh, I've asked you this and you didn't know.
It's like touch.
Touch?
Or just like, yeah.
What did you say when I asked you? You said like quiet whispered moments.
Stolen moments.
That's sweet, but that's not one of the love languages.
I also think affirmations.
Affirmations.
I need a lot of affirmations.
Words,
which is annoying.
Words of encouragement.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. Mine is quality time. There's a quality. Jax's is like sniffing feet. Stinky feet.
That's, oh my God. I forgot about his like.
His old stinky feet other, foot
like,
fetish.
Having Brittany walk around like a horse.
Yeah.
To get her feet going.
And then they do something that made me really uncomfortable is they talk about sex graphically in front of their children.
Yeah, that was weird.
Why? Like, that three-year-old girl knows everything that everyone's saying.
Yeah, and she's the only girl there. It just
that
is like,
was really weird.
That was strange.
I was like, honestly, we need to reroute, like, don't say gay to be protecting against this kind of shit.
Yeah, this is more
this
dangerous
is
to children.
Way more
obviously.
Dangerous than, like...
Obviously!
Like, but, than, like this a is... gay than a gay person.
I think anytime you, like...
I don't
like,
think you should talk about sex like that in
no,
front of kids.
I don't. I also don't think like anytime you put like a shirt on like a boy that's like Little Heartbreaker, I'm like, that's grooming.
Yeah, it's gross.
That's disgusting. You're sexualizing
kind of
your
cute,
child.
But it's like also,
no,
it's
nasty.
Weird.
Yeah.
Nasty.
It's nasty.
But like, why are you saying,
I don't know.
Jesse's
why are you
like, Michelle used to show up in a trench coat with nothing on underneath and I would pour hot wax down her back and his daughter is 1 foot away from him being like,
being like, wow, my parents hate each other.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
That's gross. That's weird. Don't speak like that in
guess,
front of
I
kids.
I guess they're like, they can't hear us. But
they literally can. They're like little sponges. That daughter, like, they just did a thing where she, like, knows the word fuck.
Yeah. I was disturbed by that.
Dodie and Luke go on a big old date night.
They walk by Sir and Kristen, and I kind of screamed. Kristen goes,
screeched.
She goes, I'm really excited for this place. And she goes, not that place. And I was like, damn, Sir looks hacking. Well, there's always a bouncer outside of Sir, the guy in security.
They're not turning anyone away.
Security, please. Security. It's at that. Do they go to that place that's always something different? It was
probably.
Like Tortilla Republic.
Tortilla Republic. They probably do. What's it called now?
Fuckers. Little fuckers. They go in.
Honestly, fuckers would be a great.
Fuckheads would be a.
Fuckheads would be the most amazing restaurant.
It would be really fun.
Can you make a restaurant and call it fuckers?
You could probably
do
like asterisks. Asterisk.
I feel like Brittany would want to invest in a restaurant
called
Fuckers.
Little fuckers.
Because there's Fuddruckers.
I love Fuddruckers.
Much to think about.
This date made me really queasy.
They're just like both. That food actually looked kind of good there.
Kristen goes, can't wait to do this and get high and go home. And just like, fuck.
Them talking about their sex life like really icks me out.
She says he has a big dick.
She goes.
She says all of her boyfriends have a big dick though, except Sandoval.
I know. He's like talking to her. He's like, well, we're going to go to Colorado to, like, visit my brother. And she's like, yeah, I really want to go there before it, like, gets too cold. And he's like, so when we're thinking about, like, having a baby and, like, where we would raise the baby, like, I really want to be in Colorado. Like, what do you want? And she goes, you know, I can't leave California. California is so important to me.
She goes, I'm not married to LA, but like, I need to be in California. I was like, where are you gonna live? Like Santa Rosa? Like,
San Bernardino? Where are you gonna live? Like Bakersfield?
I'm gonna move to.
Kristen is like truly, like, this is again her, like, you see your gypsy. This is that kind of brain where it's like the romanticization of California. It's like, girl, get the fuck out. You can't afford to live in California.
Yeah. What California are you talking about?
Yeah, what job do you have where you think you can raise a kid in California?
She goes,
do you see your gypsy?
She goes, we're going to move to Modesto. Hell yeah. Fucking rock and roll.
Where does she want to live? Like Inland Empire?
I don't know. Azusa? She could probably do well in Azusa.
I know, but that's like, when you're in those places, you might as well, you could be anywhere. That's anywhere USA. It's not Cali vibes and like fucking.
She lives on
Rancho Cucamonga.
Highway USA. She just is on the highway.
She goes, Route 66, baby. She goes, I can't move. I've moved 3 times this year. You moved down the hall.
You moved down the hall. You don't need to be in California.
You really
move back to Michigan.
Move back with this man who's willing to pay for your life.
I know. He's off grid too. He's got the heads up, I wrote.
I know.
He knows something's coming. He has a security clearance.
I love, like, California is really important. I just have to live in California. It's like, a non-negotiable. I'm really trying to lure him. It's like, look at this man has the eyes of a stone cold killer. He is not moving to California.
But like, look at this man who's like, he's loves you, adores you,
and pay for you.
He wants to like treat you like a queen in his weird apocalypse grid, off grid compound.
His generator.
And, yeah. Like
backup generator.
Why not? What are you going to do, Kristen?
Kristen says, everyone wants to say Luke and I may have been together only 15 minutes and all of them are married and they have kids and like big old lives. But the truth is they're just threatened by a hot 32-year-old with a giant dick.
I was like, what?
I love her mind. It's truly like everyone is so threatened and thinks about me all the time.
Yeah, she's a complete narcissist. And then at home, Danny Provenzano and Brittany, for some reason,
they've been tasked with the sick errand of like setting up like a sex den for Luke and Kristen.
They like are trying to conceive. So they break into their house.
Oh, that's why.
They like put petals everywhere and like make it cute. And I was like, Danny and Brittany have good chemistry. Yeah. Not romantic, just like good friend chemistry.
They have to spread rose petals all over and they put like a massage table up. I was like, this is so gross.
Brittany's like, God, hot damn. She's like, why am I not doing it for someone else? I need to be doing it for myself.
No one ever done this for me.
No one's ever done this for me.
It's been 2 years, like tumbleweed. Look.
Tumbleweed rolls out.
Oh man, I'm on date night. Where's my date night?
And then they come home and like they like start to, and I had to fast forward.
No, I turned away.
And then it's finally the night of the gala.
The big,
this gala, by the way,
beautiful gala.
Where is this place?
It's like, it seems like West LA or something.
Yeah, it was like,
it was like a courtyard.
It was like a courtyard of, it looked like a community center.
It was very,
or like a hospital.
Center.
I don't know the fuck was going on.
Maybe UCLA.
Yeah,
I don't know.
True. Jesse's.
Wait, when Dodie leaves like the table after she tells Luke, her literal benefactor, that California is really important to her and she simply can't leave, she's like, I have to go to the bathroom, and then grabs his face. Like, she's like, come here. Like, you know how she like forces,
yeah,
when you grab a face,
yeah,
and like kiss? I think it's like crazy when people do that.
She has really bad boundaries, but he likes it.
He does. He wants to be milked.
The milkmaid. The milkmaid.
Britt, Janet, Jax, and that other guy ride to the gala. They chat about the money they're allowed to spend. And Jax goes, Brittany, we need to talk about this. She goes, you spend your money, I'll spend mine. And I was like, work.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sister.
That's what I'm saying.
And he's like, but no. She's like, that's enough.
That's enough. Shut your fucking pie hole.
Shut your trap.
Why don't you go down to A&P and get your dick sucked? Also, why don't you go fuck that coffee machine at AMPM because you just love it so much.
Go stick your dick in there.
Go stick your dick in that
I'll
slurpee
bet
machine. I'll
hot and wet for you.
She goes, unlike
dick.
This. She goes, tumbleweeds, and then she goes. Why don't you shut your fucking pie hole?
I went like, it's like the camera like closes up on like Britney's crotch and it's like one of those science cameras that just goes in like deeper and deeper and deeper and it goes into her vagina and you just see that it is the set of Westworld.
It's the set of like the good,
there's
the bad,
like a
and
literal
ugly.
Standoff.
Yeah. Spaghetti Western inside her.
Clint Eastwood's like, go ahead, make my day. There's a shootout happening in tumbleweeds. There's a man leading a horse to drink.
Spaghetti Western.
It's a spaghetti Western in her fucking cooch.
Brittany's cooch presents Spaghetti Western.
Mm-hmm. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Watch it. Shut the fuck up. I'll spend my money as I please, bitch.
I love empowered ass Brittany.
Me too. She's sick of his shit.
I know. She goes to the gala and immediately like Hawkeye's a plate of appetizers and someone's like, oh, it's a mac and cheese ball. And they go, does anyone want this? And she goes, mate. And eats it. And I was like, that is me at
me
the function.
Too. I'm
I literally
the same
put
way.
Like a mac and cheese. I'm trying to make friends with the past apps like crew. Yeah.
I'm literally the same.
I'm literally like, tell
Brittany
me
and I would be like,
tell me when you're coming out next time. I go, tell what's next on the round. Ahi tuna tacos.
I'd also want to align myself with someone that's into like eating snacks at a party. So like Brittany would be like, I'd be
like, you and I, we're going to, you take this side, I'll take this side. I will point out where things are.
We'll come together.
We'll align and you grab two, I'll grab two. We've got each other in this sick game.
She goes, obviously.
Obviously. And then you go and she gives you a bounty of mac and cheese balls.
And you're like, I only got a little for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, not as good.
She goes, well, let's go find him.
Yeah.
Jesse.
He's wearing Zoot Zoot Riot.
No, he
looks
didn't like
atrocious.
That. He is the worst, such a loser.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen, that suit. I'm sorry.
He's truly such a
I thought you were going to be like, I liked it. I was
no,
like,
he's an LA guy through and through. He needs like a young 25-year-old girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Michelle's too powerful for him.
Too powerful and too old at this point. And like he is giving me like kind of Scott Disick vibes.
Ooh.
But not as charming as the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Scott Disick. So what's going on with him? He's hanging out with that.
He has facial wasting.
He's hanging out with that guy Jordan a lot. That model Jordan, who's like really like
Barnett. Yeah. He kind of freaks me out.
He's like gay but not gay.
Yeah, what's his deal?
He was married to him. He was married to Casablanca's half brother, Julian Casablanca's half brother.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
He was gay married?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was straight.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Okay. He's like always like this.
He's like this.
But he's hanging out with the Lord all the time.
I just think it's a. The Lord is very Vanderpump coded.
It's
like he likes to hang out with like 20 somethings.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Red flag!
So the gala.
The gala is just really like, I didn't really know what was going on. Kristen's just sitting there going, she's sitting at like the loser table.
Yeah. She's like, oh, so glad to be at this table. I'm like hoping I was at this table. It's like, you've been relegated to the corner.
Yeah.
Because you're a liability. Luke didn't come to the gala because Jill the dog got sick.
She goes right up to like Brittany or someone and she goes, Jill's sick. She's having diarrhea.
She had diarrhea all over my old apartment and I just didn't want it to happen again. So she's diarrheaing. It was like, Kristen.
God.
Jesus. And all I could think about was the carpet.
I know. God damn it. Basically, what happens is it's a lead up to this incredible showdown between
Kristen, Michelle, and Jesse.
Zach takes
that's arbitrated by Zach.
And it's like on the far side of this community center, and it's like an empty courtyard on the other side, and it looks cold. And Kristen is wasted.
Shit tank.
Wasted. And she comes out and she goes like this. Hi. And Michelle goes, hi, Kristen.
Zach goes, should we just squash this? Should we just all go out and you can squash this right now with them? You're Michelle, ready to squash?
Let's squash.
And he, I think, knows that he has to facilitate the squashing in order to, like, wipe his own slate clean and, like, put a pin in the entire ordeal.
Yeah.
So he's, like, stayed so, like, stone cold sober and, like, probably fed Dodie alcohol all night to make sure that she continues to make a fool out of herself so that he doesn't get named as the person that started the racist rumor.
Out of nowhere, she goes, so, like, basically, like, when Jasmine told me, and then he goes, not Jasmine. And she goes, sorry, I don't know why I said Jasmine. I was like...
She's 45 sheets to the wind.
Janet told me this, and I'm like...
And I repeated it.
I repeated it to you, and I'm so... I love you so much, Michelle.
And Jesse goes, God damn it. And just like loses his shit and has to walk away. And I was like, that's real.
Yeah, that's real. He just is like.
Because you can't with a Dodie type.
Yeah.
You're never going to get anywhere.
She goes.
And I'm sorry. So sorry.
I'm so sorry, Michelle.
I repeated it.
You know that I fucking love you.
I love you so much.
I love you so fucking much. And I will do anything to protect you. And she's like, okay. I accept your apology. And Kristen goes, cool. Rock and roll, baby.
It's just so rock and roll of you.
I promise you this will never happen again.
Michelle's like, you're right, it won't, because I don't want to hang out with you anymore. I need space.
She's like, I need a little space right now, but I really appreciate your apology.
Yeah, just so, yeah. And then that moment, little voice down in the back of Dodie was like, it's time to burn everything down.
Kill her!
Yeah. Dodie's like, I will be retaliating.
And then Jesse's like, let's go get a drink. And Michelle and him head off. And then it's almost like a Veep credits. Because you just see Zach like leading Kristen. There's credits are rolling.
He's like, come on, Nana. And like gets old.
She goes, let's get you home. And she goes, okay.
I like to think that Zach plied Kristen with alcohol and forced her into this moment of taking like extreme accountability for something that she never originally said.
Mm-mm. She's a good scapegoat.
She's the perfect scapegoat, but like,
imagine her flooring at home on the 405, ripping cigs and driving the wrong way. Driving what's wrong with Anti-Anne
style. She forged her own path through Los Angeles that night.
She drove through.
She drove through houses, trees,
storefronts, a church. Like she literally.
If you do an aerial drone shot of LA, there's just like a winding road of destruction that leads all the way to the apartment building in the valley.
And then she got into the apartment building and drove up through the apartment. And you know what? She got away
up the stairwell.
Yeah. And she got away with it.
Yeah. And no one came for her.
No.
And she said rock and roll.
And she woke up face first with a cigarette like this with her. And at one point, Kristen, when she talks with her hand, she goes, she's like Slimer from.
There's too much going on in Dodie's life to like let her be like stand in her power. Like she's juggling like potential motherhood with like trying to lure this guy to California to like. Her dwindling number of eggs to like then trying to also be on a show. She needs to like whittle it down to the basics. She needs to like lose Luke. I think we just need like single Dodie. I think Dodie needs to be like,
she should be a snowplow driver. Can't you see her being like
for like the Overlook Hotel
or like up in like Big Bear?
Well, once everyone stops talking to her, she will have no choice but to just fucking drive.
Drive, baby. She's gonna drive. That's all I want.
Drive the plow.
She'll leave LA behind.
Yeah, I guess it's like she needs to choose. Does she want to be, like, to be a mother? Does she want to be a mother? Or does she want to be a snowplow driver? Because those are the only two options. She can have like a good 3 to 4 year run on this show if it continues. But the eventuality is the snowplow.
Yeah. Great life. Benefits.
She should just, again, she could be a snowplow driver in Colorado.
Yeah. You really want her to move there.
I do. I just see it. I feel like she will really be happy there.
She will.
There's so many of that kind of girl there that it's just, I feel it for her.
I do too.
I feel bad. I hate that her like biological clock is torturing her. It's so not unfair.
Fair. It's really not fair.
It's really fucked up. Maybe she and Luke. I mean, I don't know what their finances are like.
He seems like he's okay.
They could. I'm like, should they try and get a surrogate? Should they freeze an embryo?
If he treats her well and he's not scary, I hope that they last and that he'd be a good dad if she has kids.
I do think that she would be a good mom.
Yeah.
But I also am like, I think her view of money is so skewed. From especially when he was like financially, like, what, like, it's gonna be expensive to be in California and like raise a kid in California. Yeah. And she's like, I've got this. I never have worried about that a day in my life. And it's like, bitch, we know. That's why we're asking you.
I know.
You're the one that like lost your everything.
Yeah.
But maybe she got like some house money. We'll see.
He could be a stabilizing factor, but we don't know. I just hope he treats her well.
Me too.
Sex, lies, and videotape. Will
secrets. Sex, lies, and cult members.
Colorado.
Alex Delisle.
Alex Delisle, my friend.
Makeup Fresh. DJ Brew Brew.
DJ Brew Brew.
Rachel in Dublin. Emily Vaughn. Gina Sapienza. Sarah Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Sarah.
Lucy from London. Brooke Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
Rachel Knight.
Rachel Knight.
Brittany Ryan Weiss.
Brittany Ryan Weiss.
Danielle McMillan.
McMillan.
Bridget Wasowski.
Wasowski.
Lady Swamp Witch. Gives no fucks. Jessica Hernandez.
Jessica Hernandez.
Mazatov.
Mazatov.
Mary.
Mary.
Mike Earhart.
Mike Earhart.
Sharon Baum.
Realtor.
Timothy Scheel.
Timothy Chalamet.
Summer Moon Honey
Summer
Davies.
Summer Moon Honey Davies.
Rogue Stanley.
Rogue Stanley. What kind of name is that?
Matthew Thomas.
Matthew Thomas.
Owsley Robinson.
Owsley Robinson.
Mariah Kay.
Mariah Carey.
Kathy West.
Kathy West.
Kit Moore.
Kit Moore, Moore, Moore.
Hillary.
Hillary Clinton.
Orlando.
Orlando, it seems.
Patron of the farts.
Of the farts, they say.
Nick Sedaris.
Sedaris.
Emily.
Emily.
Kim Lucas.
Lucas Kim.
RJ.
RJ.
Jeffrey Pratima.
Pratima, Pratima, Pratima.
Guys, thank you for your patronage. We just did a marathon.
We're back on track,
baby.
We're
back on track. We're back in the fucking saddle. And just like that.
Stay tuned for some special announcements next week. And
big announcements for those of you who might have missed the opportunity
to buy tickets in New York and Chicago.
To buy tickets in New York and Chicago. Maybe something good is going to happen, but maybe not. And maybe, just maybe, a little Dutch lady named Soraya will listen to this podcast.
Please don't do it, Soraya.
And we'll have a special Zariah's Will to Live show. We never know. Tell her if you know her.
Please tell her to live.
Bye. Tell her to listen to Psop.
Bye.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more stuff and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com.
Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there. Especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.